Mahaprabhu and our Acharya Parampara, Guru Parampara, we find all the gurus there of Madhur Rasa, not Sakha Rasa. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya, then Swarup, Rup, Sanatan, Raghunath, Kaviraj, Narottam, Vishnu Chakravarti, all the Gaur Kishore Balaji Maharaj, Atpayat Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all of Madhur Rasa Acharya. And the Prabhupada, our Guru Maharaj, also followed the same path. Radha Govinda and both of them combined Mahaprabhu. Not Baladev. Where Radharani is, Baladev cannot stay there by the side of Krishna. Because there will be a clash in service of Rasa. Baladev, elder brother of Krishna, Krishna is with his elder brother, Radharani cannot approach Krishna that time. So when Radha Krishna is there, Baladev can't come there. There is a clash in Vatsalya and Sakha Rasa and Madhura Rasa. But Prabhupada closely follows this line that Mahaprabhu can stay, can both Radha Krishna combine, nothing else. So where Radha Govinda, then Mahaprabhu can stay in the same place, both combined. But no other rasa representation to be there. Only the sakhis of Radharani, these rival friends of Radharani, they can stay there. They are also of the same tendency of Madhuri Rasa service to Krishna. So they may stay with Radha Krishna. So when I heard that Swami Maharaj has installed Radha Govinda and there are some sakhi also in their sight. But where Krishna Baladev, separately no other. Some cowboys may be, Sridhar Sudan may be installed there. And the Gaur Nityananda, they are also, this Advaita, Gadadhar, they may be placed there. But not Radharani. Radha Krishna, Madhura Rasa, Sadhis, all the Sakhi, the she friends of Radharani, they can be installed in the same place, in the same room, same place. This is the by the analysis of the Rasa. The ontology of love, if it is analogy, the psychology, the emotional aspect, purity, to be considered finally, then we have to follow these things. We have to understand in their line. So his general requirement in Sakha Rasa, and by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu and Baladev, that was effected. And he achieved the great success by following that path. So, to show his real gratitude to Baladev Nityananda, he has installed them special. Gaur Hari Gaur. That I can see. To harmonize his ways and our Guru Maharaj, from whom he got his spiritual beginning. At least what is shown in this life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaura. Has he Vidagdha Prabhu? Has he come? No.
Vidagdha, he will be coming a little later.
Last evening, did he come? No.
No. So because after he was here in the
two
night.
Or 3 days, he will come and hear the tape. Is it?
Hari.
Have you seen that portrait? Swami Maharaj came here at different times and that is the photo is there.
Oh yes. Yes.
And this new face comes. Have you seen?
Yes.
Several times he visited here and some sort of photo has been kept. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And in that room, on the other side, took his rest there for 2 hours in the noon, last time. And when he came first, he lived nearly a month on that house, and you are living. With two, Vachidananda Ramanuj and your Pishima, Madan's mother. She also came and lived there, and I gave one cook there. She was living in that house. And civic address was given to him from the town in that time, first time.
Maharaj, which room was Swami Maharaj staying in?
I know that place.
Huh?
He was asking which room, which place? Over there.
And that place, only 2 hours he took rest in the noon. And generally he used to sit here, here. And he lived nearly a month on that building.
Yeah.
As they are living now. Chandra Chandra Daimot not appeared at that time. I asked Bhaktivedanta to try for a land in that position, now where it is located, that between Gauriya Sangha Ashram and Damodar Maharaj, there is a long gap. He would try to find a place, achieve a place there, and that was done. That's Uttitananda. At that time, Jayapataka Maharaj first came. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol. I am more than 40 years here. From 42, continuously staying here. Before that, it was purchased in 41, in the beginning of 41. And then by the end of 40, I reached here and lived in a rented house. From 42, I began my living here in a hut. Thatched house. I, of course, did not try for any propaganda out of my nature. Gold Hari Bol. This is the peculiarity of this place, is this Aparad Bhanjan part. The The greatest sinner also get there, often pardoned in this place by Mahaprabhu. When after sannyas, after 5 years of his sannyas, traveling over the whole southern places of pilgrimage, Mahaprabhu came to visit his birthplace according to the custom of the sannyasis. And this side he would go to Vrindavan, he thought. He came, and when he reached here, the whole southern India conquered by him. The only independent Hindu king, Ravrudra, near Bengal, the whole Bengal captured by Mohammedans. And the Hindu independent emperor was Prajavrudra, and his this very scholarly minister Sarvabhauma, they fell on the holy foot of Mahaprabhu, and the people of Bengal heard all these things. After that, when he came back, about age 30, then mostly the whole Bengal fell on his feet, with repentance that I could not understand, appreciate you, your greatness. Please forgive us. And the stalwarts, and then they also came to beg forgiveness, and Mahaprabhu absolved them. Pardon, general pardon. I absolve you all for your any offense committed against me. And this is the place. Kriya Prakashi, Prabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Senonahi Yaritiho Nahi Kaliya Dhanna. Everyone got his fulfillment, whoever asked favor from him. All satisfied. All the heinous persons, they are given admission. In the holy life. Aparad, this is Govardhan, Gupta Govardhan, Navadvip Gupta Vrindavan, more magnanimous than Vrindavan, the dham of the fallen. And the Govardhan is here, and the Radha Kunda on the other side. Holy place for the fallen. I selected this to be my eternal home. And this is Govinda Kunda. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nijai Chaitanya, Nijai Chaitanya. And in my last days, we were coming in numbers here, and I think it's ornamentation. Your busy is ornamenting. Ornament, you know. Decoration. Ornament.
Ornament.
Ornament. By your presence,
Bhushan.
This place, Bhushan. Is being ornamented. What do you think? So many bright faces are coming here. They are seeing the advices of the great master. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. You are attracted to the advice of the great master, great Masaya, who gave entrance according to us, to the highest prospect of humankind. One lady, some American lady perhaps, when she delivered lecture in this hall, she told, I can't forget that we have come to this field of Krishna consciousness because we felt much encouragement in the idea that as we can live as a family member of Godhead. It is inconceivable that we can live with God as family men. This idea captured our heart, and we have left everything and joined the holy feet of Swami Maharaj. The so intimate connection with God is possible. It is impossible. God is high and higher and higher, far, far away. And from the chin, soul, may not have any nearer approach, only from far away we shall have some recollection, we must satisfy us with that only. But what is this? Devotees can come, embrace, even ride on his shoulder, the Sokha Rasa, and in Madhura Rasa, what not, Yashoda in Vatsa Rasa, weeping him. So much thick and thin relationship. Is it possible with God? And if anyone gives such hope, we can do anything and everything possible. Such prospect. And not fervently, as I say, but she told like that. That this has drawn us to this. Why we want to live. The prospect that we can live as family members with God. God is so gracious, so close and intimate friend of us. If it is a dream, still it is better to die in such dream. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Dayadhar Prabhu, Swarup Damodar, this Madhavananda, who got the charge of crushing the Darwin theory of fossil, the fossil beginning of the world. They should be given to understand, especially this expression of Sukadeva Goswami. Tanturajan Marisheti Pasu Buddhi Mimang Jahi. That you are flesh and blood. Your identification with the gross, that is animal consciousness. Do away with that. And then you will have your real life, your real existence and real identification. Independent of this fossil conception. The flesh conception, the material conception, you are there, you are a child of that soil. This is the truth. Anyhow, you have connected with this fossil consciousness, flesh consciousness, material consciousness. That is your danger. the real danger in you is there, your connection, and that has forcibly taken you down in the world of life and death, living and dying, born, birth and death. Only this misconception has engraved you, buried you in the material world. But really you are not a child of this sphere. That is not concoction, this is concoction. So, Swami Maharaj meant to you this, that crush the fossil. The fossil is the erect. The fossil, other reason, crush it. Establish a spiritual infinite. All spiritual. The fossil is also a part of this spiritual stage. A stage of consciousness. The fossil conception is a part of so many conceptions in the spiritual plane. The original substance is spirit, is soul, is consciousness. And the fossil forms a part of that conscious portion, conscious substance. Not that fossil produced consciousness. Is in one part of consciousness is infinite, and everything in the ocean, somewhere some the ice, somewhere moss, somewhere some island, all in the ocean, the concepts, different conceptions. As possible, that the consciousness is all in all, and everything forming a part, having a shelter there. Tantu rajan marishriti pasu buddhi mimami jayi. Yatha navasime gho gho renudva pathibu nili. Evam dastari disyattam arupitam abuddhi bhi. Another approaching towards that same fact. Just as you find Navaji, the cloud, patches of cloud in the sky, or so many dust in the air, so the material conception, Dishyatta, is there. There is a sky, the conscious sky, and somewhere this cloud, patches of cloud, and there's the dust in the air. You see, you can't see the air, but the dust is in the air. You can't see the sky, but the cloud is in the sky. So the background is consciousness. And there we find somewhere dust, somewhere cloud. And you say it is in the sky, but you can't see the sky. So drashtari, the drashta, the subjective consciousness is in the background. And whatever you experience, this is, that is, that is floating there in the conscious ocean. Do you follow? So consciousness is the background, and there is developed there is different position in consciousness. Bhutva Mahajanatam Brahmalok. And the service is added and it is enhanced. A structure, a sweet structure begins from there. And service added to consciousness. Service can construct a beautiful capital, country, candlestick. It is there, only you have to fill it and enter and join your service, you know, appointed service. You will think, this is my home. This appointment seems to be very friendly to me. Reason I have come here. This means the innate capacity of nature, Swarup, which is covered now by ignorance or misconception of things. Just like a madman living his own sweet home, he is wandering in the street and he thinks it is impediment to collect the pieces of paper or cloth, that is his business, which is absurd. His brain is focused in such a direction that he thinks it is my duty to collect the pieces of paper and collect and some pebble in this way. But what is his real real innate wealth of heart? If he can remember his home, his father, mother, wife, home, sweet home, is vanished. The consciousness is forcibly focused to some male engagement. So the position of this, of so many, including so many philosophers, scientists, political leaders and all, focus towards external direction. They are collecting, some collecting more pebble, some collecting more pieces of cloth or pieces of paper in this way. Swami Maharaj told, UNESCO, that is the World Committee, barking, the dogs barking, and both require. Yes. Rather, that is more dangerous, capturing the brainy people. But of equal value, of same value, casting their attention towards material substance, which is illusion, misconception. And they are, with big posing, they are giving so much importance to that thing, and that thing, just as so many dogs, they are also back to have possession of a particular thing.
United Nations.
Not more than that. With this courage he refuted, wanted to kick that League of Nations,
United Nations.
This sort of conception is waiting for our prospects. Oh, Hari Bol. Jai Guru Hari Bol, Jai Guru. Mahaprabhu Nityananda. Vidai Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Vidai Gaur Hari Bol. Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu. Sorry, sorry. Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu. Jai Gaur Gadadhar Advaita Siva. Sankirtane Sangha Pange Pancha Parva Vijaya Gaur Gadadhar Advaita Siva. Sankirtane Sangha Pangit Pancha Parata Hirai Gaur Balada Hare Gaur Hari Gaur 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 Jai Gaur Hari Gaur Jai Gaur Who is there?
Dasarath Sutta.
Dasarath. How you are doing?
Okay.
Feeling better?
A little.
You are sick?
Yeah.
Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Twenty past nine. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Any other question? From any quarter?
What is the meaning or the utility behind the sannyas order in our sampradaya? Once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that he was forbidden sannyas in this age.
That same question. How that we are accepting sannyas in our sampradaya, that it is, sannyas has been forbidden. That Lord Chaitanya quoted one verse, Asvamedam Gavalam Sannyasa Palapaitaka.
That is explained there because it is a general question, not only of Gaudiya Sampradaya, but Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, even Shankara, Buddha. Buddha, they may not care for such direction, Puran, but Shankara school and another Vaishnava school, they all accept Shankara was a sannyasi and his successors are sannyasis mostly. Then Ramanuja also, Madhvacharya also, Vishnu Swami Sampradaya also. So the meaning is this, their interpretation is this, that this in Kali Yuga, sannyas of the strict sense, in the strict sense that karma sannyas is meant, karma sannyas, that you leave everything. That sannyas is not possible in Kali Yuga. In Satya Yuga it is told, as long as the bones will exist, a man will live. According to the durability of the bone, the life will be there. In Treta, perhaps the nervous system or something like that. And in Kali, it is told, Kala Vannagata Prana. Their durability, longevity depends on food. So, sannyas in the strict sense is not possible in Kali. This is karma sannyas, to leave all possible activities and to go on. That's Valmiki. Years after his engagement in tapasya, even the White ants have captured his own body and reduced the flesh to be into earth. Still he is there with the help of the bones. Bhagavata is there. Then again, by the help of some spiritual miracle, the whole body was evolved. So, in Kali Yuga, without food, in all other penances also, they are specially arranged for Kali Yuga. Only continued 24 hours fasting is allowed in Kali Yuga, not more than that. But in other ages, at least 12 days fasting, that was general rule, 12 days, Prajapatya. If he has done anything wrong, in the Smriti Shastra, that so many Prajapatya, one Prajapatya means 12 days fasting. That was the principle of punishment for any commitment of sin. But in Kali Yuga, only 24 years for fasting is the maximum, because without food, man, the animal cannot live. So karma sannyas, extremely connected with the material giving and taking, he won't stand. So the Vaishnava Tilanda sannyas, which is not very extreme, take prasadam, do service, this sort of modified that Guptahara Viharashtra. So when living on this principle, you can take sannyas. Mahaprabhu took sannyas. Shankaracharya and Ramanuja, all the pioneers of different sampradaya, they took sannyas. But it has been interpreted as karma sannyas, not sannyas is of several kinds. What is this? Vibhikta, Narottam, Vidyat Sannyas. Vidyat Sannyas, so it is considered in the section of the salvationist to be the highest. Their idea is when one has fully realized that his connection with this material world is a negative one, he will perish, he will finish his material case, encasement, and he enters into the spiritual sky, spiritual sphere. When one fully established in this calm consciousness, that my connection with material world is only injurious to me, he will kill his own body and go away to the sky. Vidyat Sannyas. And Narottam. Ridhikitta haringihat parvajaitsa Narottam. The Narottam system of sannyas, that he realized the presence of existence of God within his heart, and thinking of him, he lives his present engagement and duties of the household, and he goes outside, anywhere and everywhere, and under a tree or under this, under in the cave, or anyhow, wherever he gets, careless of his physical. But whatever he gets, he does not immediately kill his body, but whatever he gets, he takes, not getting fasting in this way. Ridhikitta haring, prabhajit, comes out of the household for finally coming out. Haring, we have prabhajit, so this is Narottama sannyas. And there are also different stages in sannyas, it is also mentioned in this. As Tridanga Sannyas, when they engages themselves in the service of Godhead by spreading his news and doing some good to the public, that characteristic is different. It is categorically different. They are not living. They are not disgusted with the temptation of this world, the engagement of this world, but they have engaged themselves in the higher duty of the upper body through engine. So their body has got utility. From remaining here, maintaining connection here, inventing higher thing from above and distributing that to the environment. So there is another conception of sannyas. This has got some positive value. Just as God, incarnation of God coming down, and his favorite parshada, friends, servitors also sent by him to come down to do some service, to help of this. They are also sub-agents getting some engaged from the higher agent, and as sub-agents they are moving, and there they can they can earn more wealth than those who are very eager to disconnect from this material context. But these people, they try to utilize their connection with this mundane, and from here they want to earn something substantial, wealth of the upper house. They are engaged in God's agent. They work as God's agent, that's sannyas. They will take prasadam and do duty, as in Vaikuntha. They are also engaged service and take. This is also somewhat that. Vaikuntha in this extension of the Vaikuntha here, their life. Sannyas means some wholesale astratagya ki bale, armistice. And the both fighting parties, they are ordered by the general to leave their weapons. What is that? Armistice or something?
Armistice. Armistice. Peace.
In first class, they want to imitate that. Try to utilize their present position in the service of the Lord. Not only armistice, not only stopping, leaving the weapon, but with those weapons that are already wounded in the battlefield, and the jackals and the tigers are coming to the wolves are coming to devour their the half dead persons with the weapon, they go and relieve them. Something like that. Not to leave the arms, but with the arm they want to save the half wounded persons, driving away the wolves and the jackals that are trying to feed on their flesh, and they are helplessly having on the battlefield, something like that. Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Vidyat sannyas, vidyat vividsha, narottam.
The Dagda Prabhu came.
What's the news?
I have a question about something you said yesterday about this deity of Lord Chaitanya, the Vishnu Priya Devi. She moved her cloth. Is that just a different deity from Gauridas Pandit? His deity?
Huh?
Is different?
When Mother Sachi covered her head.
Huh?
When Mother Sachi covered her head, you told
Vishnu Priya.
You told. Is that
the same? Covered her head.
Yes.
As when she looked at the murti of Mahaprabhu. It was so similar to Mahaprabhu himself.
Is that Gauridas Pandit's deity, the same deity? He's asking. Gauridas Pandit.
That was given first. That the Gauridas Pandit, that was installed first. And this later on. But posturally different.
Where is this deity? Can we find this other deity?
Eh?
Can we find this? We know Gauridas Pandit's deity is in...
Is there?
Yes. Mm. But is this deity also there?
But so many installations have taken place in the middle. Mm. Here also like that. Mm. As the advice, instructions, when they come here by the influence of time, they become...